listener production. Like some to die for yogurt on some perfectly soaked bircher.
Bad boys get all the yum yum.
Yes.
Yum yum good. Yum yum good.
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Matt O'Kine, we're always looking to grow our audience here at All Day Breakfast. We love you. Thank you very much for listening. But we also want to, you know, spread the good word to other people. And so I'm going to run past you some marketing ideas that were recently pitched to incredible singer, songwriter, performer Charlie XCX. I mean, already a big name. So I'm not sure how she needs to get bigger. Oh, but do you want to hear some ideas she got pitched recently from her marketing team?
I used to love me some boom clap. Sure, I'd love more people to hear it. Charlie XCX, what are they up to?
Well, she posted a few ideas. I'm going to change them from Charlie does these things to we do these things to see if it would work and more people would.
These are legitimate things that she was pitched.
She literally said she wiped her Instagram clean. This is from pedestrianarticle.tv. As all singers do when they're about to drop new music, and shared a spicy post which contained a pic of her, and the next slide was an email with the marketing ideas that she'd been pitched as a performer, all right?
Okay, here we go.
She said, things have been boring without me. Swipe for some marketing ideas I was sent last week. Smiley face. How about we get our nipples pierced at Claire's? That get a bit of buzz? Our nipples pierced? Pierce the nip?
Oh, I've always been against. It just feels too ouchy for me.
All right. What about we crash drag brunches and lip sync some of our own songs across LA and NYC?
No, thank you.
Crash a bar mitzvah and sing?
Okay.
Leak a sex tape with our podcast playing lowly in the background.
Okay.
Charlie XCX saying she was... Yeah, said, oh, I could leak a sex tape with VD, which I guess is the new song playing lowly in the background.
But, okay, this one VD is a STD.
That's right. That stands for venereal disease.
Venereal disease, right? But also, are they suggesting that Charlie XCX would be in the sex tape and not only be in the sex tape, but be listening to her own music while she makes love?
Yes.
Okay.
We could have a Winona moment about Alex gets caught shoplifting at a mall and we leak the CCTV footage. Position it carefully so we steal from a brand that we're planning on collaborating with later on.
All right. Well, look, if anything, this is actually, I mean, we're talking about Charlie XCX.
Charlie for president. Charlie announces she's running for office. I mean, we've already tried that. It didn't work. But there it is. But maybe one of the ideas was we post a list of terrible ideas to Charlie.
I reckon.
She puts it on her Instagram and then people talk about it that way.
That seems like more like it to me. Well, we don't have a terrible list of ideas for you here at Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. We've got some very funny chats to be had up next. So we're going to dive right in. Alex Dyson, you don't even know this, but we've actually got a scoop.
Yeah, I missed a meeting. Never miss a meeting at Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. That's
no,
all I'll
we've
say.
Got a huge scoop. It is going to be so exciting. Let's dive right in. Hey, it's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, Alex Dyson, I promised a scoop and I plan to deliver.
Damn it. You were like the cross between a pizza joint and an ice cream Marie.
Yep, an ice creamery, yes.
You
indeed.
Deliver scoops.
I got you the scoop. I got it in a nice big waffle cone, my dog. And it's all thanks to Taylor Swift. I know that you're always abreast on Taylor news, Tay-Tay, the billionaire singer now. Partner Travis Kelce, is that how you pronounce it,
yep.
Bron?
Yep.
Sorry, I was asking Bron, but I didn't know that you're across.
I watched the Chiefs. Take on the Detroit Lions the other day alongside Eminem, who was also watching.
So what's going on? What's happening now? The Chiefs. So Travis plays for the Chiefs.
Yep.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Got through to the Super Bowl against the San Francisco 49ers. So, Kansas City have won a couple of Super Bowls recently with their superstar quarterback who was on the Netflix series as well. You can follow him.
Patrick Mahomes. Why do I know that?
Bron, thank you, Bron.
Bron, why do you know that? Were you watching the game?
Pat Mahomes up against Brock Purdy, who is the San Francisco 49ers, whose nickname is Mr. Irrelevant. because he was taken in like the last round of the draft, and everyone was like, "Oh, this guy sucks." I mean, he's obviously reasonable because he's got taken in the draft, but he's like at the last round, and he's come through, and they're winning games, and now they're in the Super Bowl.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Mr. Irrelevant.
I mean, you've already been selected last. As if
I think
you
I prefer
need...
to be called Mr. Potato Head than Mr. Irrelevant.
It is weird that you would call someone irrelevant, yet still do them the honor of a mister as yeah. well.
Like, yeah.
As it's like Sir Useless.
Yeah. I dub thee Sir Useless. You are...
Madame Mundane.
So, man, anyway. That's my new drag name, Madame Mundane. Goodness me.
So anyways, Bron, you know a bit about what Taylor has to do for this Super Bowl action, which is the first Super Bowl that's happening in Las Vegas.
Yes, she's got a busy few days ahead of her after her shows in Tokyo for the Eras Tour. She has to go to Tokyo, do those shows, fly back to Las Vegas to watch Travis do the Super Bowl. Then fly back to Australia.
She doesn't have to, but she wants to be a supportive partner and go and watch the game.
What's hilarious in all this, people are doing these analysis on, like, what can she make it, can she not? She can make it with heaps of time. And also, she hasn't even said if she's going to do it or not.
She'll be flying first. Like, long flights don't mean anything if you can lie down. Like, it is not a yeah. difficult task to yeah. do an overnight flight if you have a shower, a private suite, and unlimited food and beverage, all right? In fact, I wouldn't get off the plane. So yeah. she will be fine. In timetable, yeah, it might be tight, but that'll be fine. I'm more worried about the emissions because everyone's having to go at Taylor for her emissions. What are people saying about this?
I saw a tweet that was like...
Calculated how much fossil fuels you'd need to get a jet from Tokyo to Las Vegas.
No, they were like, take as many planes as you want. I'll plant the trees for you, babe.
Just throwing seeds out the window of the plane as you're flying along. Just
well, if you go, you'd have, from Tokyo to Las Vegas, you'd be going mainly over the Pacific Ocean. And algae is actually quite good at removing carbon from the atmosphere. So if the plane was dropping, you know, algae into the water, then maybe it could be a neutral flight.
Well, you know, Coldplay is their, what was it, emission sustainability report. They're trying to drastically reduce their footprint.
Mm-hmm. They got a few scientists on board to do this study.
Sorry, I'm reading this article. What did you say? A few scientists.
Got a few scientists on board.
Oh, yeah.
To figure that one out.
Come up to meet you.
Because this world is, you know, it is struggling. We do need to make sure if we do this kind of stuff for the planet, we'll turn it back into a paradise. Yep.
Listen to this.
Fix you. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. I said to the planet, we'll fix you.
Okay.
Now, Coldplay apparently used kinetic dance floors to generate energy at their concerts, planted one tree for every ticket sold, and used 100% renewable energy.
So wait, at a Coldplay concert, the lights are only on because the audience is dancing to their tunes?
That's
pretty sick.
I don't know whether it's... Yeah, you wouldn't want the lights to
but
go
that
out,
is,
would you?
That is a little bit like... They're playing Guitar Hero in real life. Because if your songs aren't good enough on Guitar Hero, you hit and miss notes, the crowd starts booing, and then the game finishes. If you're in an audience that relies on the audience dancing for the lights to stay on,
oh my God.
You start putting out a few snoozes, they stop dancing, the lights go off, you lose the game.
Everyone boos. It'd be like me doing a show, like a stand-up show.
Powered on laughter. With the lights staying on through the power of chuckles.
It would be a dark, dark day in comedy, literally. All right. Because of all this travel, we had to think about the cats, Alex Dyson, Taylor's cats.
We did?
Yes. Obviously, this is what happens when you miss planning meetings, Alex Dyson. Bron and I.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. A planning meeting that was moved from its usual time. Thank you very much.
To accommodate myself, thank you. Well, listen, Bron and I, we thought, well, we don't know what to do in this segment break here. And then we got on to chatting about Taylor and all this travel and how she's going to have to fly from Tokyo and thingy. And then Bron was talking about her cats. And we thought, oh, no, what happens to Taylor's cats? She's got three of them, Meredith Grey, Olivia Benson, and Benjamin Button.
Well, and look, if you needed me to write a parody song, then what you needed was the Wombat song, Tokyo brackets vampires and wolves, and you change it to Tokyo brackets Las Vegas and cats. That's what you do.
Well, we've actually got one of Taylor Swift's cats on the lines.
It's ironic that we're talking cats because you're a dog, mate.
Well, it's just you've always seemed to snag these very special guest interviewers. So I was amazed when Bron actually, I mean, she dug deep and she got the phone number of Taylor Swift's cat, Benjamin Button, and he is on the line right now. Hello, Benjamin.
Hello, I am Benjamin Button, Taylor Swift's cat.
Yes, hello. Obviously, there's been lots of news going on about Taylor and Travis's new relationship.
Oh, you mean my stepdad?
Yes, yes. Does stepdaddy come around much?
Well, he's not my real dad. My real dad's name is Mr. Mistopheles. He's on the film Cats, which my mom was in. Taylor Swift was in that absolute abomination.
Oh, fantastic. And what would you say, what is it like when Travis and Taylor are just sort of sitting around the couch? What sort of shows do they watch?
Well, when they're sitting on the couch with me, I usually sit on the arm of the couch. The other two cats sit on one of those little cat trees that they have. What we usually watch on TV is Blue Planet, narrated by David Attenborough.
Why? You? I didn't take you guys to enjoy, you know, planet documentaries.
Well, you know what's in the ocean. Lots of fish. And I like eating lots of fish.
Okay. Do you have any nicknames for Travis or Taylor?
Yes. Not my real dad is what I call Travis. And Taylor, I mean, occasionally I just refer to her as Mummy Bear because she is my mother. I am a cat.
Fantastic. Have you got any opinions on who's going to win the Super Bowl? Will you be watching?
Well, the only bowl I'm worried about is my food bowl, which I hope is filled up with pilchards in salmon mousse. Everything a growing kitty needs.
Okay. Now, a lot of talk about Taylor's tour happening. Do you ever like going on tour with Taylor or do you usually like staying at home? What do you get up to?
No, I like to go around on tour with my mom. I jump in that private jet. I mean, obviously, there's a separate room for me where I've got all my play toys and they have a little heater for me, which works on coal. They actually shovel coal into the heater and burn it. You got to keep me, Benjamin Button, warm. Am I right?
Yes, you are right. Is there anything else that happens on this plane that we're not aware of? Or any other sort of practices?
Oh, she always puts the toilet seat up for Travis. He likes to wee while standing up. And when Travis is doing a wee, I often ask him whether he would like me to help him shake it off at the end.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Benjamin Button.
That's my pleasure. Call on me anytime. And I mean that, Matt. You can call me anytime. Just say the word. Just say the word. I won't be angry at all. Just say, hey, I wonder what Taylor Swift's cat's up to right now. And I'll be sure to just pop on in and say hello. Because my name's Benjamin Button, and I'm Taylor Swift's cat.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oops. Matt O'Kine, have you played much basketball over the years?
Oh, one of my biggest regrets, getting asked to play for the first five in Brisbane State High School.
And they call it the starting five?
Whatever, the starting five, but I said no to them. I needed to drop Dad's car home. So
what,
that was
seriously?
My shot. Yep.
All right, well, now we need to do talk back on what got in the way of your big break. Needing to drop Dad's car home was the thing that prevented you from being a professional basketballer.
Well, you never know. It could have been, you know. Like, there's no sports movies that end like that. Like, usually the person takes the break and then succeeds.
Yeah.
They don't have to drop the light blue Camry home.
So you couldn't play with them on another day?
No, and I got home and I was like, oh, they asked me to play for the first five, but I couldn't because I dropped the car back. He's like, I didn't need the car. You could have played. I was like, oh, man. I mean, this was pre-mobile phone days, can I remind you? You couldn't just give him on the hotline bling.
Sure, so you couldn't just call and say, hey, Dad, do you need the car? Because I'm about to jump on the pitch and do a bit of an air bud here.
Yeah, no. So why? Why do you ask about basketball? You want to hop back on? You want to get back in the paint?
No, I was just wondering, like, if you were on the court, what would you say if the coach came up to you and said, I need you to guard a million bugs?
Like, that is, as in there was actually a million bugs on the court, or that's like, I would assume the person is unwell. That's what I would assume. The coach is like dehydrated or something.
Or you could be playing against Hutchinson Community College because a million bugs is a forward slash guard for that particular team and is number 9 on the list thanks to 107.5, thefan.com. God damn it.
Oh, jeez. All right. Don't go to thefan.com. It's quite the mess.
Sorry, I made a mess of that one. 107.5, thefan.com. Of the funniest college basketball names of 2024. A million bugs is on the list.
Wait, so good. Sorry. This is the person's name.
Yep. First name, a million.
Like, so a million is one word.
Yep. A-M-I-L-L-I-O-N, a million. And last name, bugs, B-U-G-G-S, a million bugs. And I thought it was quite good to get into these basketballers' names. Number 1 on the list is from Rhode Island, Always Wright, who's a guard. But last name, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. First name, so Always.
These are real people.
Yeah. Click here to see the above player's profile. I'll click through just to do my due diligence. This is goroadie.com. Men's basketball, Always Right. 6'3", sophomore.
This is ripe. They're just trying to, like, everything is getting remade these days. This is just a classic reimagining of, you know, the Who's On First sketch.
Who's that?
Always Right. What position do you feel you play, son? What's your name? Always Right. I didn't ask your permission. Yeah. Wait, sorry. Yeah. I'll get this right.
Man, who's that player? He's Always Right. No, he made the rock. Yeah, that's it. We'll get into that. That's early signs of comedy gold there. Forward from Georgetown. Look out for Supreme Cook.
Ooh.
Like,
okay.
Like, imagine if Captain Cook back in the day, his first name was Supreme. Supreme Cook. Not bad. Cincinnati's got a guard named Jizzle James. I like that.
J-I-Z-Z-L-E.
Jizzle, yeah. I mean, that's a cool name.
For shizzle, my jizzle.
Dick Bender is the assistant coach at Clemson. A guard from Southern Illinois is Chris Cross.
Wait. A Dick Bender and Always Right on the same team?
I don't know, but I know which way it'd be Bender.
Which way is Dick
and
Bender
ain't
going?
Left. Chris Cross is on there. Tennessee Rainwater is playing for Utah Tech this year. Tony, not bad.
Sorry, now I'm thinking about what happens if Always Right leaves. Hey, where's Always Right? He's left. No, he's right. Okay, sorry.
Legend Geeta from Eastern Michigan.
Legend Geeta, okay.
First name Legend. I mean, that's pretty good as well.
I mean, you know, I don't know whether I can contribute too much to this conversation in terms of professional sports names, but as far as, you know, unique name goes, don't think you can look too far past my grandmother.
Mm.
Big shout out to Dawn Corn.
Fan of the show.
That was my grandma's name for a while there.
Goodness me. Dawn Corn. Yeah. D-A-W-N, I'm assuming. Yep. And then C-O-R-N?
K-O-R-N. Dawn Corn.
Last name
Shout
Corn.
Out to Dawn. Nah, name changed has changed since, you know, getting married.
Mm-hmm.
But
did she
for a while
write
there,
the R backwards in Dawn Corn? Because that's sick. Anyway, yep. I thought it was a good ripe spot for some interesting names. So we got yours as well, which is what are some of the funniest names that you have seen over the journey? The most legendary, the sickest names. Christopher saying, I knew someone in the Navy who had his last name Poole. It was often referred to as Seaman Poole. And his profile was at navyboys.com. Regan said, I did pilot school with Rowan Overwater. Rowan Overwater.
Rowan Overwater.
That's real good.
James said, I was friends with a kid whose mum's maiden name was Deputy. When she got married, her husband's last name was Sheriff.
No.
No. No.
I married the sheriff. And changed my name from Deputy. Caitlin, my mum wanted to call me Crystal. My last name is Ball. Crystal Ball. How about that?
Yeah.
Missed opportunity there, Caitlin.
Danny said she knows a Saguna MacArthur. Her parents named her before the Lion King.
Oh, Saguna. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Saguna. I hope you're not. You would have got this all the time, but I just want to see what it sounds like out loud for me. So turn off. You know what I'm going to do because I'm going to sing it. Saguna MacArthur. What a wonderful name. Oh, man. Sorry, Saguna.
Caitlin said I had two boys in my year in high school called Jack Russell and Callum Murray. Oh, yeah, no word of a lie. Okay, so the calamari.
Calamari. Yeah, I knew a Carla Murray at one point. Carla Murray. Jack Russell, pretty good. Amber said, I went to drama camp with a girl named Jenna Taylor.
Yeah, that.
Jenna Taylor. Jenna Taylor.
On the same team as Dick Bender, actually, as well. Question for you, Alex Dyson.
No, I'm not having kids.
No. Although this could be related. Mm. Bike riding. Hot or not?
Well, as someone who recently took my bike down for a service and jumped back on the trusty steed to cruise around the streets of Melbourne town, I'm going to go with hot.
Nah, man. I wish it was hot.
You and I went on a bike ride when I visited you in Brisbane recently.
And you know what it was like? It was like watching two big old dorks riding around.
Well, you didn't have to tuck your jeans into your socks, mate. You've only got that yourself to blame there.
It just feels, I've been riding around and I just can't shake this feeling that it just looks so not hot. Like it's so unsexy. Don't you reckon?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can't spell, well, I was about to say, you can't spell bike without ick, I-K.
I mean, Bron, what are your thoughts on this?
Depends who's the bike rider.
Well, does it depend on what type of bike they're riding and the sort of get up? Because, like, maybe that's what it is. I've just got one of those, like, I've got a helmet that's taking itself too seriously, for one. You know, like my helmet looks like I'm trying to go fast, and that's not what I'm about.
Right.
You know, and then I'm also got a big backpack on because I don't know what else you're supposed to do with your stuff. Mm. And because you got to put in like bike chains.
A little pouch on the side of the bike.
Yeah, and you got to make sure there's like a wet weather clothes in there. So it's a big backpack. It's like, it's really coming off my back, you know.
Mm. And I guess your little sweat patch happening underneath after a.
And then, yeah, they're leaning down. Mm. It just feels so dorky. Like, I just don't know what to do. Do you think it's more cool if you are, like, in Lycra? Or do you think that's less hot?
Again, depends on the person.
So, wait, okay. No, this is
well, this is just saying people are sexy or not.
No. This gives me hope because I honestly thought that the full-blown Lycra was instant not hot. Like I thought,
I think that can be very hot.
Even if you're walking sort of on your heels and waddling because you've got the little metal things that go into your pedals and you're just going around the cafe.
Maybe not that.
So wait, you actually think that a like if you saw a guy on a racing bike in full blown Lycra, you'd give him a chance.
I feel like if you're doing like triathlons seem hot, and there's biking in that.
Well, what about when people, if you're at the traffic lights and a bike comes up next to you, and they don't put their feet on the ground, they're just sort of like hovering up.
No, then I don't like them because I'm scared I'm going to hit them.
Right.
Okay, what about this? What about this? What about the cool guy who rides past not holding the handlebars?
Nah, I don't like. I like safety is sexy to me.
It's just, I just don't know. I find myself feeling embarrassed if I'm like riding around. Like I'm like.
What are you
I don't
talking
know why.
About?
I don't know why, because sustainability, like eco-friendliness is hot, right?
Yeah.
Like like
that's the great thing about bike riding. And it's funny how we don't do things that have double benefits. I've been thinking about this thing, like bike riding, it is less expensive, right, than driving, and it's better for you. Like you don't have to go to the gym if you're riding your bike around. It's like the double, like if you drink water, it's cheaper than drinking a beer and it's better for you. But then still you put down $15 for a pint and it hurts you more, you know?
Yeah.
So bike riding, it's, I don't think it's a good thing.
But it hasn't taken off because it's just not hot. We need to make it really, we need to see more hot bike people being represented on screens.
I think Tom Tilley's our man.
You know, Tom Tilley could make bike riding like anything pretty hot. Even if he was on a little one of those little clown bicycles, you'd still be like, yeah, that's hot.
But again, unfortunately, this gets us back to the position that Bron had before. It's like, yeah, if you're hot, it's hot. If you're not hot, it's not hot. Which seems a little bit unfortunate and a bit double standards.
No.
For people.
It's like I sneezed the other day and I was like, oh, that's so not hot. Like, it's such
why
a beta move.
Be a beautiful thing about being a long-term relationship is the part of your brain that is trying to be impressive for other people just can be turned off. Someone's stuck with you, so you don't have to be hot anymore.
But you still have to feel attractive, you know? I mean, I think I've hit this sort of dad phase where I'm just like, I just feel... just old and, you know, my back always hurts, going bald. I'm just got like bits soggy everywhere. I want to feel good again, you know?
Well, bike riding will do that. It's getting your quads and thighs and
that's the problem. And I'm like, well, I better, okay, you know what I should do? I should go and exercise. And then I go and exercise and I'm like, I feel like a big old loser on this bike.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a problem. People can get self-conscious, particularly if you haven't been to the gym for ages. You're feeling like, right, I want to look great, feel healthy, you know, but walking in around all these like, you know, ripped people, they're like, oh, I'm worried that people might look at me weird. I'm like, no, that's the perfect time to be doing it is, you know, going and yeah, anyone who makes fun of someone for doing a good thing is not a very nice person.
I don't like, I mean, every time I go to, I need to buy nicer clothes for the gym. Anytime I go to the gym, I'm always wearing like pajamas clothes. I'm always like this.
Well, you know what is the hottest thing? We all know. It's confidence. And that's maybe where you need to just rock this bike, backpack, bald look confidently, man. That's your only problem.
Yeah, man. Bald backpack core.
Yeah.
This is the new.
The triple B. Bike backpack bald. Hey, baby.
Hey, BBB. Yeah, okay. All right, cool. Well, you know, let us know whether you think.
We did. People did let us know. Do you want to hear the results?
I asked if bike riding is sexy. Is bike riding sexy?
Just says here on the piece of paper, Bron, you didn't write this on the actual poll, did you? Is bike riding sex?
Oh, no, sorry.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's just a typo here for me. Is bike riding sexy? 43% of people said, hell yeah. 57% said, not at all. I mean, that's not much, that's black and white. There's not much room for grey area in the middle there, is there?
Lauren said, depends if Matt or Alex asked the question. Oh, gee, that's loaded.
It went far out.
Yeah, no. I'm glad they. I'll forever be wondering now, Lauren. Katrina said, not if you're full lycra up. There you go.
Okay.
So Katrina's the opposite. It's too, the lycra's too much.
Jacqueline's saying, yes, especially with dads with their babies or kids on the back. Oh. Maybe you need to take Sophia on that little seat they have over the back wheel.
I my bike doesn't support that. I wanted to, but she's too big. She's getting too big.
Well, what you should do in there potentially, just like purchase a little, you know, baby Bjorn or something like that and just have it in the front rolling around with a
just
doll.
Just legs dangling down in front of me. Well, I mean, back in the day, God, you could just chuck your kid on the handlebars. No worries at all. No one had bat an eyelid. Now, the police.
Oh, back in the day, you'd bloody tie a rope around their leg and you'd drag them along behind you.
Anyways, Lou's got it right. Anything that keeps you fit and saves the environment is sexy. There you
That's
go.
That's it. And it brings us to the end of another episode of Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Thank you very much for joining us.
And until tomorrow, I hope you have a good one.
Bye-bye.
That's it. The All Day Breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.